This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The first ever federal report card on our energy infrastructure was out today, and that includes the power grid. And I'm just going to go ahead and pluck out a few adjectives here on how the grid did. We've got aging, inefficient, congested. Need I go on? The Quadrennial Energy Review, as it's known, calls for more than $8 billion in power grid safety fixes and upgrades, including a strategic reserve for critical pieces of that grid. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong has that story.
The power grid is vulnerable in a couple ways, the report says. One is increasingly unpredictable weather and thus blackouts. Every year, the average New Englander loses power for 3.5 hours. The average person in Japan, 4 minutes. Threat two is physical attacks on key pieces of the grid, like high-voltage transformers.
They are critical nodes.
Engineering professor Masoud Amin at the University of Minnesota says transformers change voltage at key junctions. They're indispensable. And yet they're barely made in America.
Post-9/11, we did not have manufacturing capability to manufacture them. If they're taken out, the recovery time to actually build, deliver, retrofit, and install it was somewhere between 6 months to 2 years.
Today's report proposes a strategic transformer reserve to stockpile extra for emergencies, just like crude oil. 2 years ago, one transformer site in California was attacked by snipers. Peter Fox Penner is with the Brattle Group Consultancy.
This was a well-trained group that had sophisticated weaponry shooting at a very critical part of the power grid.
The lights stayed on thanks to redundancies, but still.
The real fear here is that terrorists would target several transformers at once, really damage them so they couldn't be repaired.
Which could black out the country. Fox Penner says eventually the grid may decentralize and be less vulnerable, but that would take a generation. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.